This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Michael David Burge, Appellant versus State of Missouri Respondent, decided February 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Michael David Burge, Appellant, number SD38435V, filed February 20th, 2025, State of Missouri, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Christian County, Honorable Jessica Cruz, judge vacated and remanded with instructions. Michael David Burge, Burge, appeals the denial of his motion for post-conviction relief filed pursuant to Rule 2915. One, because Burge's amended motion was filed after the deadline provided by the rule, we vacate the order and remand to the motion court to conduct an abandonment inquiry. Background. On September 19, 2018, a jury in Christian County, Missouri, found Burge guilty of one count of statutory sodomy in the first degree and one count of child molestation in the first degree. One rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2020. Two committed against two separate victims. The trial court sentenced Burge to consecutive sentences of life imprisonment with the possibility of parole after serving 15 years on the sodomy count, and life imprisonment with the possibility of parole after serving 10 years on the child molestation count. Burge appealed, and we affirmed in a published opinion. State versus Burge, 596 SW3D 657, MOAP SD 2020. We issued our mandate on April 3rd, 2020. Burge timely filed a pro se motion for post-conviction relief on June 11th, 2020. The motion court appointed the Missouri Public Defender to represent Burge in an email dated July 7th, 2020. Burge's appointed counsel entered an appearance in the matter and filed a motion pursuant to Rule 29.15G, seeking a 30-day extension to file an amended motion. The motion court granted the 30-day extension on July 27, 2020. On October 15, 2020, the motion court entered an order granting Burge's request for a second 30-day extension to file the amended motion. Counsel filed the amended motion, raising three claims for relief on November 4, 2020. On January 19, 2024, after an evidentiary hearing at which Burge waived one of his claims, the motion court issued its findings of fact and conclusions of law denying both of Burge's remaining claims. Burge now appeals, arguing the motion court erred in finding counsel was not ineffective in failing to question Burge at trial about allegations made against him in Jersey County, Illinois, point one, and in finding counsel was not ineffective in failing to offer as evidence a photo of Burge from 2013, point two. Legal principles. Before we address the merits of Burge's claims, we must independently determine whether the original and amended motions for post-conviction relief were timely filed as required by Rule 29.15. Jones v. State, 643, SW3D 918, 920, MOAPAS ED 2022. The filing deadlines provided by the rule are constitutional and mandatory. The state cannot waive them. Price v. State, 422, 3 SW3D 292, 297, Moerdbank, 2014. A movement's failure to file a post-conviction motion within the rule's time limits results in a complete waiver of any claims that could be raised in a post-conviction motion. Rule 29.15b. A motion court's discretion to grant a requested extension of time to file an amended motion for post-conviction relief is limited to an exercise of that discretion within the time period to file the amended motion. Harley v. State, 633 SW3D 912 9 Wessempine MOAPANS ED 2021. The Circuit Court's discretion to extend the time to file an amended motion must be exercised within the time in which the amended motion is due. Jones 643 SW3D at 921, citing Clemens v. State 785 SW2D 524 527 Moner Bank 1990. Discussion under the applicable version of Rule 29.15b. Following the direct appeal of his underlying criminal case, Burge had 90 days from the date of this court's mandate to file his initial pro se motion for post-conviction relief. In Burge's case, we issued our mandate on April 3, 2020, so his initial motion was due July 2, 2020. Burge timely filed his pro se motion on June 11, 2020. The motion court appointed the Missouri Public Defender to represent Burge on July 7, 2020. Under Rule 29.15G, motion counsel then had 60 days until September 5th, 2020, to file an amended motion. The court may extend the time for filing the amended motion or statement in lieu of an amended motion, with no extension exceeding 30 days individually, and the total of all extensions not to exceed 60 days, Rule 2915G. This power to grant up to two 30-day extension